Hundreds of protests took place over the weekend across the country, including in Birmingham, to oppose President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policies. Those policies separated more than 2,000 children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. There have been a series of developments since then, and a lot of uncertainty around the fate of undocumented residents. That's rubbing off on children in Alabama. Mary Scott Hodgen has more.
On a recent Friday, more than 100 kids pile onto school buses in the rural town of Springville. They're part of a camp for students who are learning English, and the week is full of classic summer camp activities.
Well, on Monday we went fishing, and then yesterday what we did was mostly arts and crafts, and then today we're going to go bowling.
That's 15-year-old Kelly Mejia, whose parents are from Mexico and El Salvador. Like Mejia, most kids at the camp speak Spanish, and their parents are immigrants. The older ones say they've been paying attention to recent developments with the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy, which separated families at the border. Some of them say they feel more anxious. 17-year-old Maria Rivera's parents immigrated to the U.S. from Mexico. She says she's proud to be Mexican-American. But lately, she's been more guarded about her identity.
I don't tell a lot of people that my parents are immigrants because I have that fear. That fear that my parents could be ripped away from me at any time.
Gabriella Wages is the bilingual aide and parent liaison for St. Clair County's English Learners Department. Wages says there's always concern when immigration policy changes. Most of her students' parents do not speak English, and some are undocumented. She says this places a burden on the kids.
Because they are bilingual. They have the social English that parents need to communicate. And then the pressure of knowing that they are the ones that need to keep parents informed, we cannot rely on that. They are students. They don't know anything about the law.
Wages says teachers have to stay informed to help bridge this gap. She and fellow educators encourage students and their parents to come to them with questions and stay involved at school. But building this relationship hasn't always been easy, says Greg Cobb. He's the federal programs manager for St. Clair County. When he started the EL camp 3 years ago, Cobb says parents were reluctant to enroll their kids and especially didn't want them going on field trips off campus. But that's changed over time.
This year specifically, to have almost every child that was in the program all week attend a field trip that's in Birmingham is really awesome to me, because it tells me that we have gained the trust of the Hispanic community.
And students are happy about it. They say their favorite part of camp is being around other kids like them. For Maria Rivera, it's a place where she's not afraid to talk about the fact that her parents are immigrants.
Here you're filled with kids who know the struggle, who've been with you, who can relate.
Right now, part of that struggle is living with the uncertainty surrounding immigration policy. For WBHM, I'm Mary Scott Hodgins.